there, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of AI Breakdown. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Ray. Today we are looking at an intriguing paper fresh off the archive preprint servers. It's called Realm, Reference Resolution as Language Modeling.
For those who need a quick recap, reference resolution involves helping systems like chatbots or digital assistants understand context. This could anything from previous chat turns to items on your screen.
Right, Megan. In this paper, the authors are focusing on a specific part of this, specifically on-screen entities. That means all the things that you see on your screen while chatting with an AI.
Yes, Ray. And here's where it gets interesting. They propose treating reference resolution as a language modeling problem.
A good point to clarify for our listeners, Megan. What's language modeling?
Well, it's all about predicting the next word or phrase in a sequence of text. It's a crucial task that large language models, or LLMs, like GPT-3, are designed to do.
So, by modeling reference resolution in this way, the Realm system, as the authors call it, can deal with various types of references.
And the results are impressive, Ray. Their smallest model recorded over a 5% absolute gain in resolving on-screen references against an existing system. That's a noticeable improvement.
It certainly is. Not to forget, they've benchmarked Realm against the heavy hitters, GPT 3.5 and the newer GPT-4. Their smallest model matched up to GPT-4, while their larger models surpassed it.
And they achieved all this while ensuring their system was lighter and faster. That's akin to having a powerful rocket's energy packed in a car engine.
Yet they admit there's more work to be done. They're aiming to develop more sophisticated methods to encode positional info of on-screen entities and enhance Realm's competency in handling intricate queries.
It's fascinating, Ray. They're developing an AI that understands the spatial layout of a screen, but conveyed purely in text.
As you said, Megan, it's almost like describing a Picasso masterpiece using only words without showing the visual art.
That's a great way to think about it, Ray. Now, don't forget, if you're enjoying our breakdowns of the latest AI papers, we'd love to hear your feedback.
Absolutely, Megan. Please do give us a review on your preferred podcast platform, like Apple Podcast. Your reviews enable us to keep this dialogue alive and bring more AI insights to all of you.
Thanks for joining us again on AI Breakdown. Stay tuned for more episodes where we simplify AI research into a casual conversation.
And remember, never stop questioning, learning, and staying curious. To all our listeners, catch you soon.